Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. Sorry for the voice. This really is D. I've had laryngitis for 5 days. So we're going to do our best. Terry, why don't you tell the folks who we've got in the room today?
Well, we got a big pack in here today. So we got the regular Suri and Sparky, but we also have a new visitor, Coda.
Yeah, Coda is a 5-month-old Labrador Retriever, and he hopefully will someday be a service dog for a Marine with PTSD. He's hanging out at my house for a while, getting some training, and thought I'd bring him with me today for a little socialization with Terry's dogs.
And so far, it's going pretty good. We had meet and greets out in the yard. And,
that was off-leash.
Off-leash meet and greets, and they ran and played and did their sniffing and, you know, normal dog stuff. And now we're all trying to get them into a calm, down stay in the recording studio.
Yes, it's kind of amusing. The puppy, of course, is like the army crawl a little bit. He's in a great down stay, but he'll try to get a couple of inches further toward one of the dogs, which is absolutely normal. He wants to play, but he's working on his self-control today. He doesn't know that, but he is.
And he thinks it sucks.
Yes, seriously, dude. Good boy.
But they're doing good. I mean, everybody's got their sniffing pretty much under control now.
And a couple of interesting things. How old is Suri, Terry?
Well, about 4.
And she's a girl, and Coda is an unneutered male, and they were just great. They, you know, did their sniffy thing and then ripped and roared, and Suri jumped over him. She's a cattle dog, and she just had a blast chasing him around. And it was interesting, though, because then
Sparky,
thank you. Apparently the voice is affecting the memory. Sparky is 8?
About 8.
And he is a neutered male. And it was kind of interesting initially to watch them. He was not amused, I don't think, by the testosterone that exists in Coda.
Yeah.
They didn't fight.
No.
But he was just, you could tell, it was a different kind of introduction.
Right.
He wanted to be in charge.
Yeah, he was going to be the boss. He's the old man. And this young pup isn't going to do it. And what, you know, typically in the running, especially with cattle dogs, and it may be with all dogs, but in that type of scenario, he's kind of bouncing a little bit over the shoulders, mm-hmm. kind of head on top of the shoulders, and that sort of a dominance move. Rolled him over, mm-hmm. yeah.
And the cool thing is the pup, he was completely not dominant. You know, he was fine. He's like, okay, dude,
lay down,
I
Spark.
Get it. I got to be the submissive one. And this pup is, I think, submissive by nature anyway. And now we're having a little rock and roll in the studio.
Dog relocation.
Yeah. Apparently. They're like, okay, can we
no.
play? Seriously, can we play? We're like, no, dudes, we're not playing right now. We're
Sparky.
Recording.
Leave it.
And so, you know, we're talking about this, you guys, because it's like about, you know, how you introduce dogs. And as long as you know they all have good temperaments, you just do it. Terry has a fenced-in backyard, and we brought Coda the pup in first, took him off leash, took his collar off, let him run around and sniff a little bit, and then one dog at a time we introduced.
Yeah, it was interesting, too, once we got in the house, because Suri and Coda played a lot and ran, and Suri loves to run. That's her game. And then we were sitting here kind of getting things around for the session, and Coda was pawing at her face wanting to play. And watching, and I always encourage people to do this anyway, but watch the dog's languages back and forth, and you could see the lip movement of a correction.
Don't do that,
yeah,
dude.
Don't do that. I don't want you to do that. And then after the fourth or fifth time, there was a snap.
Yeah.
No contact, just a snap.
Yeah, which is how dogs say, don't do that. I really mean it.
Yeah. I'm really, really serious. Don't do that.
And so that's when sometimes people mistake what they see in dogs for aggression. It's not aggression.
Right.
It's dog language. And Coda went, oh, dude, you meant it. Because he's a typical bouncy puppy. And adult dogs, you guys, are great for puppies. They teach them how to be dogs. They teach them manners. So just remember that when you introduce dogs. And if you don't know how, get a dog professional to hang with you while you make the introductions. It's worth its weight in gold.
Right, because there's nothing worse than getting somebody that, quote-unquote, thinks they know dogs and then misinterprets what's actually happening there. And you can screw up your dog or others' dogs by, you know, reacting to that type of response. And that is, again, there was no contact. It was body language.
Right. And perfectly appropriate.
Right.
So that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today, guys, is, you know, just the introduction of dogs. And we can put some really great reference books up on Bark Radio for you guys to check out, to read, to learn how to read body language in dogs. It's hugely important if you're going to live with them. We had a situation recently where a couple of dogs under a year old were introduced, and one of them turned out to be a resource guarder. The cool thing was there was a trainer on site to observe, and that's what she observed. The owners of one of the dogs thought they were seeing aggression. It was resource guarding. We can fix that.
Yeah.
But it's got to be appropriately diagnosed. Sorry, just getting the boy back settled. He's like, okay, I want to go hang out with the other dogs in the other room. No, not so much.
Oh, Sparky's back.
Hey, dude. So what we're doing, Terry's two dogs, this is their house. They're off leash, of course, hanging out. I've got Coda on leash. He doesn't get to have free rein in somebody else's house. He's too young for that. I guarantee you he'd get his little butt in trouble. So right now he's just hanging out trying to figure out what his job is right now. And his job right now is to be settled. And so I've got him sitting kind of between my legs while we record. I'm petting him right now. Sparky's coming and going. But we're just making sure that, you know, it's a controlled situation, that the pup doesn't overstep his boundaries.
Right. And I think the one thing to, when you're doing these types of exercises or works, I mean, it's awesome for the dogs, but you need to remain calm, keep your energy at that nice, steady, mellow, because, you know, dogs are going to communicate different than we do, like we were talking earlier, but you want to let them have a certain amount of communication without interruption.
Right. You observe, and what I have right now, I'm working with a dog and an owner, and the dog's is going through the second fear period, and so there are some things, loud noises, that make him anxious. And we're going to work through that. It'll be fine. But what you don't do with that is go, oh, poor dog, I'm so sorry, and pet him. You're encouraging the behavior. It's something you simply work through. And if you become anxious, when the dog becomes anxious, you've just amped it up, you know, tenfold.
Yep.
So what Terry's saying about being calm around dogs is huge. And for the average person, it may take some practice. Because you're not used to working with dogs all the time.
Right.
And when you're hands-on with them constantly, you get that calm voice, that calm demeanor is just huge in working with them.
Yep. You know, again, we'll post some books up there for you guys to read. They're trying to remember how to pronounce her name. It's Turid.
We'll just stick with
Turid. Yeah. She's Dutch, I think.
Yes, she is.
And one of the early originator adopters, Sparky, leave it.
Dude.
Sorry, Sparky wanted to come over and investigate puppy again.
But she has a great book on just that, on calming signals.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing book. And we've actually found that in training our service dogs, especially our diabetic alert dogs, when they're young and they're learning to recognize the smell of fluctuating blood sugar levels and they're learning to alert, we see calming signals in them. Big lip licks and yawns especially.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat. And it's neat that you're observing that, because a lot of people would just not.
I saw it in a video of one of the pups for the first time a while back, and I went, wow, then we started seeing it, really seeing it.
Because you were aware.
Right, right.
Yeah, suddenly the awareness.
Who expected that to be part of it, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, behavior in dogs is fascinating, and we just encourage you to learn as much about why dogs do what they do as you can. Another link that we'll post is one of my favorite books, The Other End of the Leash by Patricia McConnell. Just tells you how dogs think. It's a wonderful book, and a must read.
Add it to your library. It's well worth it. I've got quite the dog library, and that's one of my primaries in there.
Yeah, so. Mine too. Well, I think my voice is done.
I think you're squeaky now.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We'll see you later.